Up here.
Thanks. Where to?
Japan. Before anyone realizes that we're alive.
Where's the rental?
Right outside the market. This way.
There's a lot of people in that market.
We don't have a choice. It's the fastest way through. Keep your head down.
Dalton, that man is staring me down.
Well, don't stare back.
He's following us.
Where?
Directly behind us.
Snap. We've got a tail.
What do we do?
Pick up the pace.
Are we gonna be okay? Are they gonna kill us?
I don't know. Keep moving.
You don't know? Dalton, why don't you do something?
I am. Walk fast.
Oh my God. I feel dizzy. So should we run?
No. If we run, they'll shoot or chase us. Neither increases our chances.
They're already chasing us.
There's the third sail. Dead ahead. We're boxed in. We're gonna have to fight our way out.
Won't they shoot or call for backup?
Hide here. One down. Come on.
Will he be okay?
He'll be fine. Follow me. Stay low. Get to the car. I'll meet you.
What are you going to do?
Cut off the last of our tail.
Ew.
Just go. Hey, buddy, do you know where I can find some... Sorry, everyone. If I could explain, you'd see that was completely warranted, but for now, can you just take my word for it and not call the police? Snap. Can anyone translate? My Korean's a little shot.
Dalton, behind you!
So, you survived. Like a little cockroach.
I'd rather be a cockroach than a... I can't think of an animal that attacks people when they're not looking, but you're one of those.
Ah, get back here.
Quinn, start the car.
Darn you, Dalton.
I think Chen knows we're back.
Really?
Just guessing.
Check the rear view.
And he called me a cockroach? He's the one who doesn't stay down.
You punched him. He dropped a missile on us.
Tomato, tomato. Give me your water bottle.
My aqua capsule?
Is that the big metal one that makes a sonic boom every time you drop it?
I guess.
Then yes, give me the aqua capsule.
But it keeps the water cold for 62 hours.
Quinn.
Fine. Here.
Hey, Chen. Cool motorcycle. Too bad I'm gonna have to scrap it.
Dang it! You're getting me another one.
I'll get you a warehouse of them if we make it to Wang Zhu's fort. Two tickets to Fukuoka, please.
I can't believe we made it. Maybe we should make those tickets for New York.
No. What? Why?
They bombed us. Then almost killed us in the market. Then almost ran us off the highway.
They never stood a chance. Hair-brained grave robbers.
Are you sure that we stand a chance?
What kind of question is that? Of course we do. One close scrape is no reason to give up.
Chen is on to us.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing Chen again. We're not even close to even.
Oh my God. You're insane.
Come on. This way.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Why?
You're tapping your foot. You've been tapping for the last 3 hours.
Sorry. I'm just anxious to land.
Try to stay still. It's distracting.
Are you trying to sleep?
Yes.
How can you sleep right now?
Because I'm tired and the adrenaline rush has worn off.
I can't even think about sleep until I've given Chen a fist to the face.
Why are you so adamant on running into Chen again?
To serve justice.
I serve justice. What you do is very different.
How? We both give people what we feel they deserve.
I think you find all this fulfilling. Justice is secondary.
It is not.
I'm not doing an is not, is to argument with you. You enjoy the danger, the travel. And that's okay, but you've seen moths and fires, right?
Yes.
How long until that happens to you? How long until that happens to someone you care about?
I've saved countless lives doing what I do.
And that's a good thing. Most people would agree, but you keep going because you find treasure hunting fulfilling, right?
I guess so. But I'll never stop.
Then don't. But a healthy dose of paranoia is a good thing. Remember that.
Another day, another fork.
Look at this. Is that Shoe's mark?
Jackpot.
What is it?
A chest. These are Zhu's robes, his weapons, and, yes, his journal. Wow. Listen to this last entry. In the hour of my death, I think not of the treachery of the Ming Dynasty or of the blade which is soon to sever my neck and head. I think of my son, Ao. Though not of my blood, I possess unconditional and infinitely powerful love for that boy. In my final private moment with him, I entrusted all my power, possessions, and riches to his keep. May wisdom and confidence guide his hands. He must have given the vase to his son before he was executed.
Ao must have a fort of his own.
And it must not be far from here. Ao wouldn't want to transport everything so far. Got it.
And I've got you, Dalsin Globe.
Ouch.
Oh my god.
Nasty scar.
This is what happens to a face when it meets hot pavement at 70 miles per hour.
Should have worn a helmet.
Do you want me to shoot you?
I know where the Ming vase is.
Tell me, or I'll follow Shakespeare's instructions. You know, let's kill all the lawyers.
Dalton?
Wait, you don't want to do that.
You ruined my face.
If you shoot her, I'll take the location of the vase to my grave.
Don't be so sure.
Why did the Chinese hire you to find the vase?
Because, even though you hate to admit it, I'm the best in the business. The vase is part of national Chinese history. They don't want to display it at some dirty little American museum.
Hey, my museum may be small, but I keep it clean.
Where is it then? The vase? You have to the count of three.
I won't do it.
Three?
Just tell him, Dalton.
No.
Two?
If you do this, I really won't tell you, I promise.
And one.
Ao's fort, nearby.
Quinn?
He was going to shoot me.
No, he wasn't. Can't you spot a bluff when you see it?
Not when there is an assault rifle pointed at me.
Thank you, miss.
And now you leave us unharmed?
No problem. Just need to...
Hey! What was that? What did you just stick me with?
I know you've got a problem sitting still, so... I was just fixing that little problem for you. Paralyzing agent. I don't want to kill you, Globe. Complicates things too much. But this score... it's mine. That should wear off in an hour.
What are you doing?
I don't think the agent has kicked in yet. I bet I can drive us to... snap!
Yeah, I think it's kicking in, Dalton.
I can't feel my toes.
Where are you going? Oh my god, no.
Help me into the passenger seat.
Yeah, stay still. My glasses! You broke my glasses with your flailing! I can't see!
How bad is your vision without them?
Like I just said, I cannot see.
Yeah, but like how bad?
Everything is a blur. It looks like an impressionist painting out there.
Okay, well, I can see just fine, so...
No.
You're gonna drive.
No.
And I'm gonna tell you when to turn the wheel right or left.
This is your worst idea yet?
You're gonna have to trust me, Quinn. Just let go. Figuratively. In real life, please don't let go of the wheel.
You've gotta be kidding me. Fine. But you are going to have to focus on that map and plan a route that doesn't run us off a cliff or into a tree. Okay. Ready?
Ready. Left, 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Right, 8 o'clock. Okay, great. Now, 2:30?
Right or left?
Right.
Dalton!
I know, close one. 11 o'clock, left. Push it.
Why?
Small jump. Hang on.
Globe! No more jumps.
Right, 6 o'clock. Haha, we're gonna make it. Hold the wheel straight and floor it.
Dalton?
Yes?
Are you driving us into a wall?
Nah, just your eyes. Could you press the gas a little more?
Why?
We need more speed to crash through the wall.
Dalton!
Too late to abort. Might as well push the gas and hang on.
Dalton, you son of a...
What? How?
There it is.
Got it.
Step aside. lawyer.
Don't.
Gladly.
Don't you listen?
Smart girl.
And the conditions.
Conditions?
Conditions. The state of something in regard to its current situation. In this case, the state of the axe we will both execute in the next few minutes.
This is not a negotiation.
Everything is a negotiation, my friend.
Do you not see the gun?
I do. It seems to me your opening gambit is the life of Dalton Globe, which you'd like to exchange for the vase, which is approximately valued at $850,000.
Are you saying that's how much I'm worth?
That's how much Chen is saying you're worth. But I'd like to counteroffer. Dalton is worth much less than $850,000.
Much less?
You can remove him, due to your current state, at the cost of one bullet and an intangible cost to your soul, if you believe in that sort of thing. I'd like to offer you the vase. In exchange, I believe it's fair that you give Dalton and I safe passage back to the Globe Museum in New York City and legal support. Dalton is currently being accused of crimes by the Mexican government, and I'd like to get him acquitted. But he can't pay my legal fees. So the Chinese can pay me his current balance and any other charges he may reasonably incur, included but not limited to travel, hotel, dining, and entertainment.
Entertainment.
Legal battles are significantly stressful situations. He'll need relaxants to ensure his mental health.
Man, did you get all of that? Understood. It's a deal then. Give me the vase.
Not until I have it in writing. Sign this. Thank you, Chen. I'll be in touch. Excuse me.
What was all that?
A lesson in negotiation.
And this here class is my latest exhibit, the Woku Pirates. The map here shows their networks of bases, and here, the locations and stories behind their most important raids. Feel free to ask me any questions you may have.
Nice exhibit.
Quinn? Hey, how are you?
If I was any better, I'd be you.
So it went well.
The Mexicans settled, and the Chinese are paying the bill.
That's gonna look so suspicious on my record. But that's incredible.
Yeah, well, good thing you're self-employed.
How are your employment opportunities?
I have to run to one now. I'll see you around.
Good luck.
And that's the point when the plane bombed the fort. We barely made it into the bunker in time.
Wait. So the plane drops a bomb on a 400-year-old fort?
Yes.
And you survived the blast?
I did. Yes.
Okay, I'm just gonna end the interview here.
What? Why?
Because I don't believe you.
But it's true.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Tom. Yeah, we got another prank interview in here. Tell Rick it's really not funny when he does this anymore.
Oh, you've gotta be kidding me. I wasn't sent by any Rick.
Yeah, that's what someone who was sent by Rick would say. Have a good one.
You can't be serious. Fine. You know what? Dalton, Quinn S. Calderwood here. Not well. Just like the last four. I'm going to try something else. Something that scares me. I'm going to set out on my own. Quinn S. Calderwood and Associates. If, or more likely, when you get yourself into another jam, give me a call. I'd love to represent the Globe Museum again. See you around, Globe.
Arcadia 19.